Samantha Gesh, a very warm welcome to SBS Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us, Samantha, more about your plans about the India run. What all do you plan to do there? Distance that you'll be running?
Yes, I am going to be starting a run across India from the west to the east of the country. I'm starting the run on August 22nd, and I'll be going from Jaisalmer and going just south of Shillong on the east. So the project's around 76 days, and I mean, it's India. There's going to be so much need for adaptability, and I think it's hard to kind of say with certainty the distance it'll be. Uh-huh. It's really going to be anywhere between, you know, 3,800 kilometres to maybe 4,200 kilometres. So it may be a little bit of variety there.
Mm-hmm. And this sounds like a huge challenge. Are you looking forward to it, or are there a few nerves about it?
I'm petrified. It's a really long run, and you know, I think physically it'll be very challenging. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the location adds challenge, but also an immense amount of excitement. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't wait for some of the places that I plan to run through. But my reason for doing it is, as a World Vision Ambassador, I plan to look at the issue of access to quality education for children in India. Mm-hmm. And so as I run across the country, I'll be visiting development programs that look at the complex barriers for children getting access to education. So I'll be exploring those and sharing that information, as well as raising funds for a couple of education projects within India.
Mm-hmm. Pat Farmer is also running. He's running from south to north for almost a similar motive. Have you been in touch with him about his experiences, what he's going through?
Yeah, no, I've never met Pat personally. We have been connecting over Facebook, and I recently just reached out to him. But, you know, he's a couple of weeks shy of finishing his challenge, and I'm sure we'll catch up when he gets back, and I can't wait to hear about his story.
Uh-huh. Although, Samantha, you have, you know, done desert runs, and you've run in various countries and various terrains, but this one, do you think this will be different?
I think it will be different for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of, you know, racing, and also in 2014 I ran across South Africa. Mm-hmm. And over the past 5 years I've linked my, I suppose, capacity to run a long way to social change objectives. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm at a point now where I understand the importance of collaborating with people on the ground. I understand kind of what I need to do to be able to hopefully raise a lot of funds and to be able to connect with people and share their messages.
Right.
So I think this is different because I'm approaching it in a different way. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be very hard. I mean, there's so much unknown, and you can't even say with certainty if you're going to be able to finish the run. But, I mean, the run's not the most important thing. It's important in a way, but it's not the most important thing.
Yeah. You've been to India before, so you know what to expect there. How much of planning and preparation goes into all this, you know, when you undertake this kind of a mammoth project?
I would say about 2 years of solid preparation. Mm-hmm. I decided to do this run in 2011. Mm-hmm. On the first time that I went to India, and I did a non-stop 222-kilometre race in the Leh Ladakh region.
Oh.
And I travelled around India at the time, and as much as I was, you know, amazed by the run that I did, you know, just the people I met and the different things that I learnt whilst I was in India have stuck with me forever. And so for the last 2 years, it's been a really intense preparation process, I suppose, from devising the route to connecting with, you know, World Vision India. I mean, I spent a trip 3 weeks in India in October last year, mm-hmm. where I just went to some of the communities that I hope that the funds that I raise will go to. And I suppose that just provided me with a lot more insight into why I'm doing what I'm doing, and also preparing me for what I might actually encounter when I'm over there.
Mm-hmm. And I was checking your Instagram, and I came across a few pictures where, you know, which give an insight into what you think about India. I mean, you feel a lot about children's education in India and the rag pickers especially. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about how you came across those kind of issues facing India.
I think you learn so much through experience and seeing things firsthand. And I think when I first thought about this project, I perhaps had a bit of a black and white perspective on, you know, access to education, and going to India has just allowed me to see how complex it is and how my perspective just completely changed. So one thing I really have loved through traveling through India is seeing how much Indian children love being educated and love having the chance to go to school. They don't take it for granted at all, which I think in Australia, it's easy to take for granted because it's not necessarily something you have to work so hard to be able to get the opportunity to go to. And I've also learned just that there's so many different barriers to a child getting educated. And so it's not so much about just building an amazing school if you can't address the issues such as malnutrition, of why a child might not go to school, then you're only halfway there.
Yeah, and Samantha, finally, we would like to know more about you. I mean, I've had a long chat with you about this, but I know you wear many hats. You're an endurance runner. You are also a corporate speaker, and you've had a stint in law as well?
I was a lawyer in my past life. Yeah, I worked for a couple of years at Baker & McKenzie, and it was great. I think I have had quite a variety of experiences, and I think they actually lead me into an interesting position to be able to tackle the run and also to see it in a different type of way.
Mm-hmm. But which hat personally do you like wearing the most?
I think I like social advocate probably the most.
Uh-huh.
And for me, the running is that vehicle to be able to do that. So I probably thought when I was younger that I would try and achieve that through being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting how things change the older you get sometimes. And, yeah, just new experiences give you a different insight into how you would like to approach things.
It was very good talking to you, Samantha, and I believe you're a wonderful ambassador for Australia-India relationship, and wish you all the best for your run, and we look forward to talking to you once you undertake that mammoth project.
Oh, thanks so much. Our website for the project is runindia.org.au, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at runindia2016.
Lovely having you.
Thanks so much for having me.
SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS Radio.